podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I don't know, man. Crazy times. The woke folks are ruining Allegheny County. I can say that with great confidence and clarity. You want examples? All right. Okay, I'll give you examples. I'll give you a lot of examples. Schumann Center. It's a joke. It's a friggin' joke. Today, right now, there are 12 beds. We're supposed to be 70. They shut it down. The contractor quit, says, screw you. I swear. One example. Taxes. Raised taxes by how much, Patrick? Was it 50%?
Almost, like 43.
In the most recent debacle, 19 weeks... This is so ignorant. 19 weeks off. Paid. Maternity leave. Anyone out there that owns a small business, you're going to pay that. You have no choice. Including that is someone might own a robotics company. Oops. Hey, Mike, how are you? This is crazy stuff, isn't it, Mike?
Did I dodge a bullet? I dodge a bullet by not winning an election on county council?
Here's why I loved you. Because you were the voice of friggin' reason. Yeah. These moves, Mike, are idiotic. An attempt to take anyone that has any hope of growing a business here and saying, I'm getting the hell out. Yeah? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You know, listen, you have myriad of issues occurring right now. And the last thing that we want to do is to always arrive on a call together to be the squeaky wheel. You know, with a 18-week paid maternity, I believe paternity is included in one as well.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I have two daughters, 7 and 4. My wife's works with the healthcare organization locally. And, you know, she didn't get 18 weeks off. And I understand the principles of it. You know, there is nothing more cherished you have kids than those early days. But I got to tell you, who's going to pay for it?
Right
on. It's the highest in the country. It's the highest proposal in the country. And the majority of the people that are making said recommendations don't even have children themselves. It's a fairy tale land. There has to be a common ground. There has to be compromise, of course. And I give them the counsel. I give them credit for elevating the issue. I do, genuinely. But again, this is like, you know, hey, let's raise taxes 70%.
Yeah.
It's the same topic.
Hey,
it's
Mike.
It's the same sentiment.
But Mike, there's no voice of reason. There's no one calling BS on any of this stuff, brother. Why?
No, there's not. I saw last week a dear friend of mine, Pat Catena, get assaulted.
Yes.
Verbally in the press. Pat
had his life threatened, Mike.
His life threatened, his child. Listen, Pat Catena and I, our politics, believe it or not, are not as well aligned as many would think.
Yeah.
But I tell you this about Pat, and I have not spoken with Pat, full disclosure.
Okay.
He's a good man.
Sure.
He's been nothing
Big
but a gentleman to
Big
me.
Big fan, yeah.
He is a good, great human. And the fact that people are just pounding on him, he is the best choice for the 45th district. They better get out there and vote for him. He is the endorsed candidate for the Democratic Party. I'm a Republican still. Crazy as that sounds. But he is a good, good man.
Hold on.
And the fact that
I got to stop you there.
Him,
I got to stop you there. You said something important. I got to stop you there because it's valid. You said crazy as that sounds. That doesn't mean you're not conservative. That doesn't mean you don't have the views. It means that you don't have a shot at anything in Allegheny County, right?
You don't. Yeah, as a Republican, you don't have a shot at anything. But the manner in how the party is evolving, you know, especially locally, you know, if Jason Ritchie were not to be the chair any longer, there's going to be a movement of a lot of deep right-wing, just fanatics, candidly. Fanatics, they call themselves the MAGA wing. They're going to try to supplant Jason, Richie, and anybody else with half a brain, because you are not classified as conservative enough. And for as much as the MAGA wing likes to parade against people, the cancel culture, etc., it is a great irony, because that's exactly what they are. It's exactly who they are. If you don't align with them, they will cancel you out, just like the folks on the woke side will cancel you
out.
It's the extremes of both parties. But, you know, therein lies our politics today. But back to the council issue, Marty, I think it's important for everybody to know, you know, the whole movement against Pat Catena, I believe that his mailer was in poor choice. Let's be honest.
I mean,
it's sad that it came out, take him down to that. The man is principled, but this is largely being led by a contingent on council, mainly Dan Grisbeck, who wants to be the next president of council. So they can parade all they want, acting like, you know, oh, you know, you hurt everybody's feelings. But why don't you just attack you and step aside so I can have your chair?
Yeah.
That's politics, man. I mean, those people signed on because some guy wants to have Pat's seat. So I hope the folks in the media recognize that. And I also hope the folks in the media recognize another key point. If I were to win council at large, which of course I lost in November, my number one priority, and a lot of people close to me know this, would have been to find a way to get the Government Reform Commission that is now in session, largely because of, you know, my chairship of the Appointment Review Committee. We appointed the folks to the Government Review Commission, was to find a way to throw a hand grenade in county council as it currently exists. 15 members of a council plus one executive? Are you kidding me? Now, when the founders of the Home Rule Charter came out in 97, it's because they wanted to get rid of the three commissioner system,
right,
and they wanted to do they wanted to govern in a different way that was intended to represent all of the county, that it was almost impossible for three people to traverse the county. I believe that experiment has failed. We had really good, great executives and Mr. Roddy and Dan Honorato and Rich Fitzgerald. But I think, you know, now we've seen that this has become a race to the bottom.
Yeah, but hold on.
The Government Review Commission and the...
Yes. There isn't a Republican to be found anywhere. Nowhere. Cannot win. You cannot win.
You cannot.
Mike, that sucks. I mean, where are we at here? We're headed nowhere, brother. Farther woke than we've ever been. Huh?
1.3 million people in a county of which, 400,000 plus are represented by Republicans. There is no fairness. There is no balance. And that is a disservice. But it's more than just R versus D. There are two Democratic parties.
True.
Period. Full stop. There are two Democratic parties right now. And it's, you know, Pat Catena and Bob Pomasina and John Paul Mary on council, and a whole host of folks are on the mainstream Democratic Party. Then you have a wacky wing that just wants to see
wokesters.
The forest burn.
Right on.
They just want to see the forest burn.
It's a hell of a way to put it too, man. Hey.
Yeah.
As a man who's had great success in robotics, if they said to you, you're going to pay anyone that wants to this 18 weeks, and if you'd adopt a kid, if you're a foster parent, 18 weeks, would you sit down with your people and say, we might have to move?
There's no way that we could keep the lights on. We are a profitable business, sure.
Yeah.
But that profit always rides the line because we are a heavy research and development
right
shop.
Right on.
You know, we are, we classify ours, we would, I think you would find 180 people in Lawrenceville that would all say in unison that we are a great place to work, and the culture is king. But if we were obligated to lose our most important asset, our people, for an extended period of time, and then have to rob Peter, which is the other employees, to pay Paul, our business would hurt.
Boom.
Our business would hurt dramatically.
Boom.
Yeah.
and not one man like you or woman like you on council left. We're screwed. Are we not, sir? Honestly.
Yeah. I think we gotta have to come to Jesus soon. I think that the Government Reform Commission, I think the media needs to start talking about it, about reducing the size of our council people from 15 down to 5, possibly even
nice.
3.
Nice.
You know, you can't open up a news article anymore without seeing some council member who doesn't know, you know, their you know what from a hole in the ground going to a document signing, a proclamation presentation, or even a breaking ground event when they had nothing to do
nothing.
With that event.
Nothing.
But these folks are taking credit for it. I think it's become a mockery and a joke. So I was willing to, if I were to win, I was willing to work myself out of a job. That happened sooner. I'm okay with that. But right now, we need to take a hard look on the governance structure of our county. Corey O'Connor, thankfully, has just been a breath of fresh air in the city. He's done a hell of a great job.
He has.
Full disclosure, he's a dear friend of mine. And my God, was he the right guy at the right time.
My man's making a difference. Hey, Mike.
Transformative, man.
We're in this together, man. I love your voice and I love you speaking out. This is just the beginning. Thanks, my man.
Take care, man. Thanks for raising the issues.
My man gets it big time.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I look, I'm an independent, so it's irrelevant whether I'm picking on Democrats or Republicans. But in this case, there has to be a mix. But you cannot get elected. In fact, it's Mike represents everything I like about government. Quite frankly, he's a very successful businessman. He's a great father. He's a very important part of Mount Lebanon. I see him all the time. He's a very cool guy. He gives a damn. He believes in smaller government. Did you hear what he said? He wants to take council from 15 seats to maybe 3. You hear what he said? He was willing to vote himself out of a job. He represents everything I like. He got his ass kicked. Because he's a Republican. You can't win. It's just impossible. So we end up with this monolithic view. Although he does say that, and it's true too, there are two Democratic parties. There's the far right wing nuts, the woke wokesters. And then there's just the wokesters. But this is the same group that raised taxes by 50%. Is that what you said, Patrick?
Yeah, almost 50%.
Almost.
Yep.
And then in the city, they raised taxes by 30%. This is the same group that just put out this 18-week maternity leave, paternity leave, whatever the hell you want to call it. The same group that can't get Schumann open, fixed. They're $30 million in. They still have 12 beds. They want skylights. They want pastel colors for the walls, I swear. They want kids to have access to the control board that opens and closes cells. It's a joke. It's this incongruous bunch of mess. I don't know if Pat wins tomorrow. I know. I've always liked him. We've always, always liked him. His people were convinced that the mail-in ballots were already in before this crap hit the fan, and that that'll save him. I don't know. The other race that's making me crazy is this Bartolotta and this Phil guy. I am so sick of these spots. I am so annoyed with these commercials. This is a state seat. This isn't the presidency. It's millions and millions of dollars. And as Patrick stated earlier, and we've discussed it a lot on this show, this has nothing to do with Kamala Harris, Biden, lies, betrayal, all this crap in these spots. One side represents one facet of the gaming, gambling industry. The other side represents the other facet of the gaming, gambling industry. One side wants more tax revenue. The other side doesn't. They want to compete and stick with their games of chance that aren't taxed. That's it. It's not about anything else. I can't wait till it's over. I just can't. I hope Bartolotta wins big. I just do. We had one experience with Al, and it was bad. And it was ugly. And it was testy. And if he runs his office like he ran that interview, we're all screwed. All right? All right.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They don't care much, man. 10 to 15% turnout. 10 to 15% turnout tomorrow. 85% of you clowns who sit at home with your thumb up here, you know what? I can't vote. I'm an independent, so. Which is kind of stupid, too. We should all be able to vote. Open primary. Play this clip, please, Trevin, about this hotel thing downtown.
New details being released on the new David Lawrence Convention Center hotel project. It was announced last week that a new Lowe's Hotel being built right next to the convention center. Senator Wade Fontana from the 42nd Senatorial District says this will be a four-star, 500-room hotel with the hopes of luring more conventions to the city.
So when you come into the convention center, you will actually be entering into the hotel, and then there'll be an entry into the convention center. They want a full-service hotel. That's what a lot of these conventions want, you know, with meeting rooms and restaurants, that type of thing. And so this will have all that.
He says groundbreaking for the project is expected before the end of the year. The hotel should be open for business by the end of 2027.
No way. There's no way. I like Wayne. He's a nice guy, but he's a bureaucrat, a politician. It's not his money. I'm going to throw some numbers at you that are going to make you sick. You are building this hotel. So Lowe's, you'll love this. Lowe's made $1.7 billion in profits last year. $1.7 billion. This hotel downtown is $420 million. They signed some silly letter of intent. So, someone guess, I'm serious, and this is called a tease. Someone guess of the $420 million, how much Lowe's is, how much Lowe's is spending? How much? Come on. Of the $420 million cost, how much is Lowe's? Again, they made $1.7 billion last year in profit. Of the $420 million cost, what's Lowe's saying they'll put up? How much will they pay? Take a guess. Don't do a search. Guess. Oh. So, again, $420 million. How much is Lowe's putting up for the hotel? 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. They've talked about this dumb idea for 20 years. And this crap that, and again, I like Wayne. He's a good guy. They want to walk directly into the hotel, do they? Because that's what they do now. Have you been down to that end of town? Huh? There's a garage attached to the convention center. And Patrick, what attaches that garage? What's that garage have a walkway to, sir?
There is a sky bridge from a hotel to the garage.
Come on, man. Does that hotel have meeting rooms? Yeah, I've been in those meeting rooms. Bunch of jag-offs. Come on, man. They're gonna build this hotel on top of the garage because the lazy conventioners don't want to walk across the sky bridge? What's Lowe's committed to of $420 million? What's Lowe's committed to? 866-391-1020. How much? Yeah, exactly. Forget the Westin, my boy Ray. Really, just tear it down. What are we doing, man?
What are we doing?
During the NFL draft, the occupancy rate of the downtown hotels, 70%. During the Furries convention, which I love, Patrick loves, it's actually a blast, it's really cool, they're cool people, about 76 to 80% full. So you know, for those who say it's sold out, that's not true.
Wow, more full than the draft.
Right on, brother. It's true, Patrick's right again.
The Furries.
Yes, the Furries. So, the Westin, I guess we just what? They're just what? And Patrick's kind of a hotel snob. This ain't no four-star hotel, is it, sir, in your opinion?
I mean, that's what they're saying it's going to be.
But come on, man.
No, I would say it's probably a three-star hotel, convention center hotel.
Come on, man. Okay, someone guess. Come on, someone guess. 866-391-1020. Of the $420 million cost, how much is Lowe's contributing? One guy called and said $100 million. No. Before I give out the number, which I will here in a second. So it will take probably 3 years to build this. Open 2027 is just bogus, not happening. Then, because conventions book 4 to 5 years out, they can't book any conventions till the hotel's built. So, let's just give them 2027. It's a lie. They can't book a convention till 2032. I'll be retired for the five-star hotel. Huh? Let's take a couple guesses here. Go ahead, Bo.
Hey, Marty. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to say maybe half.
No. Not that much.
But
I'm going to take these calls. I apologize for cutting you off. I want people to guess. Of the $420 million, how much is Lowe's going to put down? You're going to die. It's annoying. Bob, go ahead. South Hills.
somewhere around $125 million. I forget the exact number.
I'm going to cut him off and keep going because he's not right, but he's in the ballpark. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to guess $20
million. $20 million. Really low. Better than that. I'm going to give it out here in a minute. Paul, go ahead.
I'm thinking they should pay for all of it.
You think? That's what I say,
you
brother.
You think?
That's what I say.
Well, they should. Who right. else is going to pay for it?
We are.
Why?
Thank you. My next question. Right on, brother. Why? It's bull crap. One more, and then I'll give out the number. Heath, go ahead.
I'm going to guess 10. 10 million.
No, man. Come on. That pays for the candy machines. My boy Kent, 54 million. Drum roll. Right now, Lowe's is committed to $135 million. Hello. So of a, I'd take that deal 8 days a week, man. So of a $420 million hotel, Lowe's spends $135. There you go. So far, the state gives $30 million. The rest from county and the city. Hello. So what do you take off, Patrick? So 420 minus 135, 285. Then you take off 30 million, 250. So we have to come up with $250 million for this Lowe's hotel.
Wow.
Wow is right. It's gross.
Do we have an extra $255 million laying around?
I think
we just raised everyone's taxes in the county.
Now, look, I love hotels. Fine. But if this is such a good deal, why the hell are they only paying $135 million and $420 million?
Yeah,
why?
How many years would it take to make that $250 million back?
Oh, for
exactly.
We'll both be dead.
Long gone.
Me before you. I'd take that deal. Hell yeah. Lowe's can't lose. Guess who loses? We do. Hey, this is just, people will say I'm a crotchety grump and I don't want progress downtown. Okay. But here's my deal about that kind of progress. So the hotel is $420 million and all that Lowe's will put up is $135 million. That's it. We're on the hook for the rest. Why the hell wouldn't they build it? Huh? What do they have to lose? Huh? So guess what happens next? Because this is going to happen. So they're going to give them a big chunk to build. And because of that, the state's going to come in and they're going to pay for the William Penn to be remodeled. That's going to happen next. And then the other, because that's how this works. And that's my favorite hotel, so good for them. So we're going to pay for the new hotel. What's the other one, Patrick? What's it called? Shinola? What the hell?
The one coming in?
Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah. Name to be announced, but the Shinola.
It's a brand.
Yeah,
kind of like a hipster.
Yeah, it's a brand like the old watches.
So that's coming in too. So throw that in there, and how much state aid they'll get. So what'll happen is, once the state and everyone else throws all this money at the convention center hotel, which is $250 million, then they'll have to give. Well, I'm told. It's at least $100 million. And by the way, I love the William Penn. It's absolutely stunningly beautiful, but it's, what would the word be, Patrick? Dated? Yeah,
yeah
to be honest.
A good word. Yeah.
It needs some work.
Yeah, it needs a little love.
They admit that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'll be $100 million plus, I'm told. So now we're at $350 million. I'm just keeping it real here that you're going to be paying. What about the other hotels, the old Hilton? Sure, that's beat up too. It needs rehabbed. I was just told that the Fairmont needs work. Oh. So my point is this. So now, because we so desperately need a convention center hotel, we have to pay for it? And have you checked out the convention business? It's dying. Because what's happened is, we learned this during COVID, you don't have to travel to get your business done. And so most of the big conventions don't travel anymore. Most of them stay in Vegas. In the smaller towns like Pittsburgh, get the smaller conventions, the cheaper conventions, and they don't pay as much. And the truth is, the hotels can only charge a rate that is competitive. And let me finish by saying this, because I've mentioned this and you're not going to believe me, but it's true. Conventions book 5 years out. We're at 26 right now. So that puts us at 2032. Huh? I'm serious. And that's if the hotel's built in 27. But chances are they won't be allowed to build to bid on conventions until they're open. So let's just say they're open in 27, which I doubt. I just don't believe it. They'll be bidding on conventions is in 2033. Oh, I didn't know that, Marty. That's the truth. At the end of the day, it's another way to say we're revitalizing downtown. That's fine that you can say that, but you're paying for it, big time paying for it, to the tune of $250 million. In Lowe's that made $1.7 billion in profit, it's paying $135. Something about that just ain't right. Something about that is terribly problematic. But you notice you don't hear any of that in the back and forth with Fontana and the governor and the mayor. It's all la-di-da and wonderful. It's all Disneyland. Who's paying for Disneyland? We are, of course. Collins next.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.